Come, 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 my beloved Kripalji, the support of the suffering ones. Who else is there who can reshape my distorted fate? This is Aja, Aja, Aja Merde Kripalji, Sanchi's Bhajan on page 85. Come, see what the condition of your disciples has become. Today, all the dear brothers have become torn apart. Today, O giver, without you, it has become dark. O beloved of Sawan, come, give us the darshan. The storm of sin is raging. Come and save us. O beloved Satguruji, except for you, there is no other support. In this burning world, the fire is raging. O giver, shower grace and bring the fountains of nectar. You are the protector of the Sangha, and Ajab says one thing. I have left all other refuge and rely only on your support. Come, 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 my beloved Kripalji, the support of the suffering ones. Who else is there who can reshape my distorted fate? Aja, Aja, Aja Merde Kripalji, page 85.
Aja, Aja, Aja Merde Kripalji, Dukhiya De Sahare, He Kon Jo Bigari Meri Takadir Savare. Aja, Aja, Aja Mere Kripalji, Dukhiya De Sahare. He kon jo bigari meri takdeer sabare abe ki tera sevakada hal ki hoya he hal ki hoya Ave ki tera sevakada hala hi ki hoya he hala ki hoya aj keru keru ho gaye ne sabavira piyare He kon jo bigari meri takdeer sabare. Aja, aja, aja mere kripalji dukhiya de sahare. He kon jo bigari meri takdeer sabare. Aaj tere bajo data ji andhera ho gaya. Andhera ho gaya. Aaj tere bajo data ji andhera ho gaya. Andhera ho gaya. Devo darshan akad ake ji sawana de piyare. He kon jo bigari meri takdeer sabare. Aja, aja, aja mere kripalji dukhiya de sahare. He kon jo bigari meri takdeer sabare. Papa dineri chaliye bachavo aike, bachavo aike. Papa dineri chaliye Bachavo aike, bachavo aike. Na tere bajo hora sahara, Satguru ji pyare, ekon jo bigari meri takdeer savare. Aja, 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 mere kirpal ji, dukhiya de sare. Hey, kon jo bigari meri takdeer savare. Is duniya sardi baladi de bambarahe macharahe bambarahe macharahe. Is duniya sardi baladi de bambarahe macharahe bambarahe macharahe. De akaro data ji, lavo amarita puhare, he kona jo bigari meri takadir savare. Aja, aja, aja mere kirpal ji, dukhiya de sare. He kon jo bigari meri takdeer savare. Sangat da tu he rakaji ikar ja jaib kare. Ikar ja jaib kare. Sangat da tu he rakya ji ikka arja jaib kare. Ikka arja jaib kare. Me rakya sara tera chare hora sahare. Ekon jo bigari meri takdeer savare. Aja, aja, aja mere kirpal ji dukhiya de sare. Ekon jo bigari meri takdeer savare.
You are the protector of the sun god, and Ajab says one thing. I have left all other refuge and rely only on your support. Come, 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 my beloved Kripalji, the support of the suffering ones. Who else is there who can reshape my distorted fate? We'll continue reading in Master Kripal's discourse called The Night is a Jungle. It was the last of the discourses in his book, The Night is a Jungle. And remember, we're commenting on a hymn. This is, gosh, I think it was a hymn of Gobind Singh. Oh, dear. Anyway, the talk was given on the day of Basak, or Basaki, the first day of the month of Basak. It's a holy day in India, and the day that Guru Gobind Singh established the order of the Khalsa, the pure ones, the ones that would give their lives for the master. So, continuing with lines from the hymn. Desire, lust, anger, pride, greed, perversity, attachment. Do not allow these in your mind. The master says, to go more deeply into the matter, what constitutes desire? All conceptions in the mind are desires. So, be desireless. You will have noticed that when an obstacle blocks the achievement of one's desire, anger arises. Then there is pride. I must have this or do this, otherwise I will be belittled in the eyes of others. One can accept pride as being the basis of all sins, for it turns into I-hood. He recommends us to leave off perversity or stop being obstinate. Always be sure and listen to the other person's point of view. You may find that what he is saying is correct. Perversity just binds a person more. There's no room for expansion. Dogmatic knowledge of books, for instance, which might be right or wrong, should be discarded. It goes without saying that all attachments should be broken away. You must finish up the give and take. You must leave the body and all its environments. If an obstacle comes between you and your desire, it grows even stronger. Just put a large rock in the middle of a fast-flowing stream and you'll create two things, froth and noise. When a man is angry, he cannot speak softly. Finally, he froths at the mouth. And if you do get the thing that you desire, it turns into attachment. There's only one cure for all this. Only after seeing your true self can you realize the Lord. And now we will take something for Basak. As a footnote, Master is now taking up another hymn. This time it's one by Guru Arjan. So opening lines of that hymn. How can Basak bring contentment for him who is parted from his love? The soul's natural inclination is to return to God. If it could only withdraw from outer attachments, its automatic course would be straight toward God. Is it possible to withdraw? The Guru has put your house under control and made you the mistress. And furthermore, 10 servants did my Lord give me. 5 gross and 5 subtle senses to come under control through the grace of the Guru. Until now, the soul has been under the control of mind and senses and has never seen its beloved. How can it rejoice and be content? A loved one's greatest desire is to be with his beloved. How can one go through life separate from him? How did we forget him? And from the hymn, when the separation from God came, the illusion engulfed everything. It seems as if the illusion left all other work to cling to us. Illusion's other name is forgetfulness. The whole world is sleeping in attachment and forgetfulness. Tell me, when will this illusion go? If the one whom we have forgotten comes before us, would not the innate love within us awaken? It is a heart-rending story, for all the harvest is ready. You've got the physical form after a great struggle, but you are cut away from the beloved and cannot enjoy the fruits of the harvest. And again from them. Sons, family, wealth, none are with you, only the immortal God. We have been joined to our family and relatives through God's will and the Prahlad Karmas, and we should accept the conditions joyfully. Only he who truly knows willingly pays his way through life. Who knows how many difficulties are due to our unpaid debts? How can I say who is my friend in this world? All love is a lie, and all, seek their own happiness, enemies and friends. Only God will remain with you in the end, he who is the true companion of our soul. Whoever has turned his face toward him will return to his lap. He who is in love with the world will return to the world. It might be love for this world or the hereafter, but he will go on circling around the physical, astral, and causal planes. And from the hymn, all this illusory, meaningless work takes my whole time. It is good to work, and one should work wholeheartedly, and then forget it. To continue concerning oneself with countless petty matters will fritter away the tension. This only causes further enmeshing attachments, and wherever your thoughts are, there will you reside. So get connected to the immortal Lord. All else is changeable and impermanent. If we have not yet been connected to him and are a true seeker, we should pray, O Lord, my attachment is O Lord, my attention is attached to this perishable matter. How can I find contact with you who are immortal? And again from the hymn, without the Nam of the Lord, the future is lost. Without a connection with the All-Sustainer, our life is wasted. Nothing remains but preparation for the return to the field of action. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? A wise man is he who works with foresight, but unfortunately, most people never give a thought to permanent things. That which is momentary becomes their God and their life. From the hymn, by forgetting God, you have wasted your life. Without him, you have no one. Protect this wealth you've been given with your very life. By meeting the saint, take and preserve the true Nam. It is a gift that will remain in both worlds, here and hereafter. From the hymn, those who sit at the beloved's feet, even their company is pure. Those who live in the world but have made their home a jungle, who have become one with the Lord, even to overhear some word about them will bring happiness. Go and search until you find such a personality. Only through his guidance can we realize God. It is a natural fact. From the hymn, Nanak entreats thee, O Lord, may we also meet thee. True prayers are always accepted, for whatever comes deep from the heart is granted by the Lord. In Gurbani it says, the Father Kripal, the Merciful, has given this order. Whatever the child asks for will be given. In the Quran it says, whatever man wants, I will give him. And from the hymn, Basak will be wondrous if only we can meet the saint. The month of Basak, the start of a new life, can only be fulfilled if we meet the one who has realized the Lord. But there are two kinds of meeting. One is outward, and one is through the heart becoming receptive. Through a true darshan, all sins are forgiven. All one's work can be accomplished by meeting the saint. Now the final lines from the hymn. Those who meditate on the Nam, their work will be successful. Those who have the perfect master will be glorified in God's house. Those at his feet will find permanent happiness and will cross the ocean of life. No poisons can affect those who develop love and devotion. All perishables vanished. All duality disappeared when the truth was received. Those who worship him beyond Brahm become one in his bliss. That month is blessed in which the Lord showers his mercy. Nanak desires only one boon, that through thy mercy I will get thy darshan. After getting the human form, we should ask for only one thing, that we might have a glimpse of him. This should be our ideal and our aim in life. Today is Baisakhi, but do you understand what you are doing? Be the worshiper of the living light. Become a slave to it. Do not attach yourself to anything else, for everything is changeable. He in whom that light is manifested gives the light to the whole world. Truth is one, and although truth is above all, yet true living is above truth. Guru Arjan has laid out a wonderful program for us, and in conclusion he says that the month in which we realize the Lord will be truly blessed. And that concludes the talk, The Night is a Jungle. This next reading, we're going to read from the Japji, the prologue and the first six stanzas. And I'm going to read it through continuously without stopping and saying stanza two and stanza three, etc. Just one continuous flow of this portion of the Japji. So Nanak says, there is one reality, the unmanifest manifested. Ever existent, he is Nam, conscious spirit. The creator, pervading all, without fear, without enmity. The timeless, the unborn, and the self-existent, complete within itself. Through the favor of his true servant, the Guru, he may be realized. He was when there was nothing. He was before all ages began. He existeth now, O Nanak, and shall exist forevermore. One cannot comprehend him through reason, even if one reasoned for ages. One cannot achieve inner peace by outward silence, not though one sat dumb for ages. One cannot buy contentment with all the riches of the world, nor reach him with all mental ingenuity. How may one know the truth and break through the cloud of falsehood? There is a way, O Nanak, to make his will our own, his will which is already wrought in our existence. All things are manifestations of his will, but his will is beyond description. By his will is matter quickened into life. By his will is greatness obtained. By his will, some are born high and others low. By his will are men's joys and sorrows ordained. By his will, the pious obtain salvation. By his will, the impious wander in endless transmigration. All exist under his will, and nothing stands outside. One attuned with his will, O Nanak, is wholly freed from ego. Some sing of his greatness, but only according to the power bestowed upon them. Some sing of his bounties, taking them as his signs. Some sing of him as incomprehensible. Some sing of him as transmitting dust into life and life into dust again. Creator and destroyer, the giver of life and its withdrawer. Some sing of him as at once the nearest and the most remote. There is no end to his description. Countless have tried to describe him, but he still stands beyond all description. His recipients may tire, but his bounty is untiring. Ages upon ages, man has fed upon it. His will directs the world. And yet, O Nanak, he dwells beyond concern or care. True is the Lord, true his holy word. His love has been described as infinite. Men pray to him for gifts, which he grants untiringly. When all is his, what can we offer at his feet? What can we say to win his love? At the ambrosial hour of the early dawn, be you in communion with the divine word and meditate on his glory. Our birth is the fruit of our actions, but salvation comes only from his grace. O Nanak, know the true one as immanent in all. He can neither be established nor created. The formless one is limitless, complete in himself. Those who worship him are honored. Nanak, ever sing of the treasure house of all virtues. Let us sing of him and hold communion with the word, with hearts full of loving devotion. For then shall all sorrows end, and we be led joyously homeward. The Master is the eternal song or word personified. He is the Vedas, the scriptures. He is saturated with the divine. He is Shiva, he is Vishnu, and he is Brahma, and their consorts Parvati, Lakshmi, and Sarasvati also. The greatness of the Master, even if known, cannot be described with mortal eloquence. My Master has taught me one thing. He is the Lord of everything. Him I may never forget. If I may only please him, 'tis pilgrimage enough. If not, nothing, no rites or toils avails. Whichever way I look, I find that in his creation, none has won salvation without his grace, regardless of karmas. You can discover untold spiritual riches within yourself if you but abide by the teachings of your master. My master has taught me one lesson. He is the Lord of everything. May I never forget him. And our final reading today is a talk that Sanchi gave in May of 1985 at Sri Kripal Ashram in Surrey, in British Columbia. This talk was called The Inverted Well. It's published in the August 1985 Sanpani magazine. So Sanchi says, I thank Supreme Father, that gracious being, Kripal. In fact, there are no words with which one can thank that Supreme Being, gracious Kripal. Only after going within, into his country from where he came, can we express our gratitude and thankfulness to him. Because for our sake he left his home of comforts and conveniences. He gave up that most happy region of Sach Khand, assumed the human body, which is full of sufferings and difficulties, and subjected to diseases and problems, and came down into this world to cool our heated hearts. He showed us the path of love. He gave us the message of love, that we should not have bad thoughts for anyone. We should have love and respect for everyone. He also told us, come, all of you, come to me, and I will make your eyes such that you can see the Almighty Lord within everyone. I will give you such an eye that you will not find any duality. You will see only him wherever you look. You all know the Indian custom of touching the feet of a person who is respected. So once a disciple came to Baba Sawan Singh and tried to touch his feet. Baba Sawan Singh said, dear son, If you want to take any advantage or benefit from me, you should look into my eyes. Because whatever the master has, it is all in his eyes. He does not have anything in his feet. If you want to take any benefit from the master, you should look into his eyes. Bulasha says, God is not separate from you, but you don't have the eye with which you can see him. He says that the Shabda, the power of God, is not different from, away from, or separate from you. It is within you. It always lives with you 24 hours a day. Just as a person's shadow doesn't leave him, so God does not leave you alone. He is always within you. But you have not made the eyes with which you can see him. In the bhajan which Patiji just sang, I tried to say that there is an eye which is more valuable than pearls, and there is another which is not even worth a shell. The eye which is more valuable than pearls is the eye which is made in spirituality, the spiritual eye, and that is the eye with which we can obtain the wealth of spirituality. That eye becomes pure, and from that eye showers the nectar and the light. Bhai Nandlalji, who was an initiate of Guru Gobind Singh, went within and said only this to his master. O master, just one gracious look from you is enough for my liberation. Guru Nanak expressed the same thing in this way. O Nanak, one blessed glance from the master makes us prosperous. It means that if the master looks at you graciously once, he gives you everything. We know that if anyone has a cataract in his eye, he goes to a doctor. The doctor removes that cataract and makes the eye new again. And with that eye, he again starts seeing the world and makes his birth worthwhile. So I often say that those who say that God does not exist, it is their fault that they don't see God. Why don't they go to the spiritual doctors, the masters? And why don't they make their spiritual eye? When we get our physical eye made, we have to pay a fee to the doctor. But Mahatmas do not charge any fees, and when they make our spiritual eye, they do not have any interest of their own. It is the responsibility which God Almighty has given to them. God has sent them into this world for those souls who want to do his devotion. God orders them, go and help those suffering souls who are yearning for me. Connect them with the Shabad Nam. Mahatmas who have searched for God and who have known the reality of Maya say that God is within us. Have you ever gone within and seen what God has placed there? Have you ever seen how many rubies and diamonds and pearls God has put within you? We beautify this physical body, this vessel of mud. We work very hard in taking care of it. But we never pay any attention to those hidden treasures which God has put within us. Is this not a surprising thing? Should we not feel sorry for that? Birth after birth, for many ages, our beloved God resides in this body, but we have never thought of going within and meeting him. Is this not our fault? Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj says, why are we not going within? What keeps us from going within? Why is God, our beloved, not pleased with us? We cannot fathom the unfathomable one, because between him and us, there is a great wall of egoism. He says that the only thing which is keeping us from God, from going within, is the great barrier of egoism. And only because of that, we are not able to go within and see him. And what is egoism? When night and day we go on thinking, I am in this religion, I am from this community, I am wealthy. I am an intellectual. I am a scholar. All those things in which I is involved. That is egoism. And egoism spoils everything. Master Sawan Singh Ji used to say that those who, after doing good deeds, take credit for that and say that they have done this, they lose everything that they've done, just as if they made a good meal and then spread ashes over it. So what is egoism? Egoism is that which undoes all the good which we have done. Guru Nanak says that egoism is what happens after you give an elephant a shower. When he comes out, he immediately rolls in the dirt and cancels out his shower. In the same way, whatever we might have done, if we take credit for it and think, I have done that, like the elephant, well, we make ourselves dirty again. We lose whatever we have gained. Kabir Sahib says, when egoism comes, all the good that we have done goes away. If we do meditation or seva, or if we give donations and things like that, we should be grateful to our master. We should say to him, O gracious Lord, if you had not showered grace on us, we would not have been able to do your seva. You are the gracious one. How could we have done anything for you? Our Satguru Kripal brought people from all religions onto one common ground, and he taught them that we should not have any bad thoughts or feelings for anyone. We should have love for all religions. We should have love for everyone. God is one, and God is residing within all of us. So how can we hate one person and love another one? We should have love for everyone. Guru Nanak says, who can benefit the most from the stories or the words of the master? Who can take advantage of the words of the master? Only those who live up to the words of the master. Once, a woodcutter helped a king who had lost his way in the forest. He showed the king the way out, and he gave him some water to drink. So he saves the life of the king. The king was very grateful, and when he saw the poor condition of the old woodcutter, he thought that he should give him something very valuable so that he could live his life happily. So the king gave him a large grove of sandalwood trees, thinking he will be able to sell the sandalwood oil and the scent and will earn a lot of money and live a happy and comfortable life. And I am grateful to him because he saved my life. But when the woodcutter got the sandalwood grove, he did not know how precious sandalwood was. So in his usual way, he cut down all the sandalwood trees and burned them and made charcoal and sold the charcoal in the market, and he got some money. After some time, the king had to travel the same road where he had met the old man. The king had thought that making use of the sandalwood grove, he might have become very rich, so he wanted to see how the old man was doing. But when the king came there, he was surprised to see that the old woodcutter was in the same condition as before. He saw that the grove was in ruins and nothing was left, only some coals. And he was very surprised. So he asked him, what have you done? What happened? And the woodcutter told him, those trees that you gave me, I cut them down and made charcoal and sold them in the market. That's the way I make my living. He didn't have any appreciation of the value of the sandalwood, or he would not have done that. The king asked him, do you have any of the sandalwood left? The old man said, yes, I have one piece, which is about 2 feet long. So the king told him to take that one piece of wood to the market and sell it. When he did, he got the same amount of money from that one piece, which he had got from selling the charcoal from all the sandalwood trees in the grove. When he got that much money from just a little piece of wood, he was very surprised and afraid, because he realized he had wasted the gift which the king had given to him. And then he repented. But what could be done after that? In the same way, who are the kings? The saints or masters are the kings who come into this suffering world. And when they see us in the suffering condition, they have mercy on us, and they give us the sandalwood, the precious thing, which is Nam. But what are we doing? We do not have any appreciation for Nam. We do not know the real value of Nam. So we are wasting our Nam in exchange for the charcoal or the dirty things. The I, or mine, egoism, all the worldly pleasures and things like that are the charcoal. And we are wasting this precious gift of Nam. We are exchanging the precious gift of Nam only for those things. The saint or master is the king. The Nam is the sandalwood. And like that woodcutter, we are misusing, we are wasting the precious gift because we do not know how valuable the Nam is. A brief hymn of Paltu Sab is presented to you. It is worth paying attention to. You should listen to it attentively because the teachings of the masters are for the whole world. I have often said that saints and mahatmas do not come into this world to start a new society or religion or community. They come into this world only to help those suffering souls who want to realize God. All the souls, whether they live in America or in India or any other country, all are one. And the soul is of the same essence as God. Whatever qualities and nature God has, our soul has the same. Our soul is called soul only as long as she is separated from Almighty God. It is like the drop of water and the water of the ocean. They are both water, but the drop is called a drop because it is not in the ocean. It is outside. And the ocean is called ocean because it is all together. In the same way, our soul is called soul because she is not yet merged in our oversoul, the Almighty Lord. When our soul goes back to her origin, when she becomes one with the oversoul, when she becomes one with God, she also becomes God. This is the hymn. In the inverted well of the head, there burns a lamp. The lamp burns, but without any wick or oil. Through 6 seasons and 12 months, it burns night and day. But none may see the light except with Master's grace. A voice springs forth from within the lamp's flame. In the stillness of the soul, one may hear the voice. O Paltu, blessed is the one who hears that voice. For in the inverted well of the head, there burns a lamp. All the religions agree on this fact, that without Nam, there's no liberation. And there is no destination for us except the home of God. And they all prescribe devotion according to their own rites and rituals and practices and cultures. If we patiently pay a little bit of attention to the rites and rituals of all the different religions, we find similarities, even though they appear to be different. In almost all religious places, the temples and mosques, gurdwaras and churches, there is some kind of light or sound. When you enter a temple, there's a big bell or gong which you hit, and you hear the bell sounding. And when you go ahead, you find some kind of light burning there on the left side. In the same way, the Malvi goes onto the rooftop of the mosque and calls the people in the name of God. There also they beat the drum, and in the nighttime they have some kind of light there. In the Gurdwaras also they beat the drum and they blow the conch. There's also one unending light. In the Buddhist temple, they have the bell or gong. There also they have some unending light. And in the churches, you know that when you go there, you see the candles burning. And before they start the service, they ring the bell. The masters did meditation and went within the body. And there they saw the light burning and heard the sound in its various forms. They made the temples and mosques and churches and all outer religious places so that we may go there and, giving up all our worldly worries and things of the world, leaving all those things aside, we may go into those religious places and sit for meditation. They had some kind of light going on there. They made some kind of sound only to remind us, to inspire and encourage us to go within. They showed us that all those things are within us. There's a light going on. There's a sound going on, just like there is outside in the religious places. And if you will meditate and go within, you will see the light and you will hear the sound. They also told us that the outer light, which we are burning, needs some kind of fuel. And that light can be turned off. The wind can blow it out. Or it will go out if the ghee or oil or wax is finished. But the inner light, which is burning within you, is constant. It is always burning. It does not need any kind of fuel. It does not need any kind of wax or wick. It is self-illuminated, and it is always burning there. In the same way, the sound also, which is sounding within us, always goes on ringing. You don't need any kind of mechanism or instrument to play that sound. It's always going on within us. No one can stop it. As long as a person lives, that light and sound remain within that person, because light and sound are the source of the life of that person, and they are always present there. Kabir Sahib has mentioned that light. He says, "The lamp of the inaccessible region is burning within us without the help of any wick or oil." Guru Ram Das Ji Maharaj also mentioned that light. He says, "The light of the Nam of the Lord is within all of us, but we can know its reality only after going within and getting the guidance of the Gurumukhs." God has put his light within all of us, but we can see that light. We can manifest that light. We can have the darshan of that light only after going within, according to the guidance of the Gurumukhs. Guru Nanak says, "Within you is the light, and the unending sound is also there." He says that there is a light within you, and from that light comes a sound, which is coming from above. Here, Paltu Sahib says that our physical body is just like an inverted well, because this well has its bottom or source on the top of our body, in our head. The tree gets its strength from its root, but a human being gets his strength from his brain. And that is why this physical body has been called an inverted well. So Paltu Sahib says that in our forehead, there is a light which is burning and which does not need any kind of wick or oil. But who can see this light? Only those dear ones who meet the Master and who are connected with this light by the Master. Only such dear ones can have the darshan of this light. And then he says, from this light, a sound is coming. But who can hear this sound? Only those who obtain the samadhi into the knowledge and who reach the fourth plane. Mahatmas do not say that reading will give you any knowledge. They do not condemn reading. They say it's good, but it will not give you real knowledge. Guru Nanak says, know him as the one who has knowledge, who has contemplated on the unspoken power of God. Now, we may hear the sound, but that sound is pulling us up, is not pulling us up. Why? Because we have not yet completed our devotion to the Master. What is completing the devotion to the Master? We complete our devotion to the Master and become his real disciple only when, after doing the Simran, we withdraw our attention from the entire body and all its surroundings and come to the eye center. And after going through the stars, sun, and moon, we reach Parabrahma and manifest the Master within us. Only then we complete our devotion to our Master. And it is our duty to do that. But when we have completed that duty, then it is the duty of the Master to take us further. Swamiji Maharaj says, those who are involved in manifesting the sound without completing the devotion to the Master, know them as the ignorant ones, because the Shabd will open only with the grace of the Master, and the Master will pull you up. And Paltusab says, they are the most fortunate ones in this world who are going within and are hearing that sound. And from the light, that sound is coming, and that is why Paltusab says that in the inverted well of our head, a lamp is burning. He says that the lamp does not burn for just a couple of hours or a couple of days. That lamp is burning for all the six seasons. It is constant. It is always burning there. That concludes that satsang. And we are listening to a tape of a talk that Sanchi gave in Sebastopol in June 27th, 1977. This is called The Real Sacred Thread.
Those who are initiated by Master, he is doing good for them. They will be taken care by. Don't worry. The world didn't understand him, but he was the all owner of this creation. He was God, and he came in this world, taking the human body.
ਅਸੀਂ ਲੋਕ ਉਹਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਬੈਠ ਕੇ ਖੁਸ਼ ਰਹੇ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜੋ ਉਹ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਅਸੀਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੀਤਾ ਔਰ ਨਾ ਹੁਣੇ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ
ਵੀ ਪੀਪਲ ਫੈਲਟ ਹੈਪੀਨੈਸ ਓਨਲੀ ਬਾਈ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਹਿਮ ਬਟ ਵੀ ਡਿਡਨਟ ਡੂ ਐਨੀਥਿੰਗ ਵਿਚ ਵਾਸ ਪਲੀਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਹਿਮ ਐਂਡ ਨਾਓ ਆਲਸੋ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਨਾਟ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਐਨੀਥਿੰਗ ਵਿਚ ਪਲੀਜ਼ਿਸ ਹਿਮ
ਸਿਰਫ ਸਤਸੰਗੀ ਹੋਣ ਦਾ ਹੰਕਾਰ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਸਾਡੀ ਚੜ੍ਹਾਈ ਨਹੀਂ ਉਹਦੇ ਤੱਕ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਉਹ ਬੈਠਾ
ਵੀ ਆਰ ਓਨਲੀ ਪ੍ਰਾਊਡ ਆਫ ਬੀਇੰਗ ਅ ਸਤਸੰਗੀ ਬਟ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਨਾਟ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਦੈਟ ਲੈਵਲ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਨਾਟ ਰਾਈਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਅਪ and going to him where he is desiring now.
Satsangi oh hai ke jinne aapde andar sat nu pragat kar liya jehda andar ja ke us malik de naal jud gaya.
He is the satsangi who has manifested sat, the truth within him, and who has gone up and made the connections and who has got the contact with God.
Hun assi neend de satsangi hain ya kise da bura takkan de satsangi hain aur ya aas de satsangi hain.
Now we are the satsangis of the sleep, or we are the satsangis of thinking ill of others, or we are the satsangis of the laziness.
Agar guru de satsangi hoye to guru de paas pahunchge.
If we had been the satsangi of the master, of guru, we would have gone to see him inside.
Maharaj ji kehnde hunde si ki hazar kam chhad ke bhajan de vich baitho. Agar assi bhajan nu pehal ditti hove to ajj assi kade vi ਅੱਖਾਂ ਚੱਕ ਕੇ ਨਾੜੀ ਕੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਗੁਰੂ ਸੰਭਾਲੇਗਾ ਜਾਂ ਨਾ ਸੰਭਾਲੇਗਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਉਡੀਕ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਨੀ ਪੈਂਦੀ
Maharaj Ji used to say that you should leave thousands of work for meditation. If we had given such an importance to meditation, leaving thousands of works, and if you would have sat for meditation. Now we are waiting for the master to come and take our care. But if we had done the meditation, we had not to worry about master coming there, because in that case, we would have seen master always. Now, at the end time also, we expect master to come there and take us, but we are not ready to go.
ਸਾਡੇ ਇੱਕ ਸਤਸੰਗੀ ਨੇ ਚੋਲਾ ਛੱਡਿਆ ਔਰ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਦਾ ਨਾਮ ਲਿਆ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਸਾਡੇ ਆਸ਼ਰਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਉਸਨੇ ਕਈ ਦਿਨ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਕੱਪੜੇ ਮੰਗਾ ਲਏ ਔਰ ਫਿਰ ਇਹ ਕਿਹਾ ਸੁਬਾਹ ਦੇ ਵਕਤ ਪ੍ਰਸ਼ਾਦ ਕਰੋ ਮੈਂ ਚੋਲਾ ਛੱਡਣਾ ਔਰ ਸੰਗਤ ਨੂੰ ਸੱਦੋ ਸਾਰੀ ਸੰਗਤ ਆਈ ਸਭ ਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਤੀਰੀ ਦੇ ਕੇ ਔਰ ਫਿਰ ਉਹਨੇ ਚੋਲਾ ਛੱਡਿਆ ਇਹਦਾ ਨਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਿੱਖ.
Once an initiate of Master Sawant Singh left the body, he was living in our ashram. And few days before he left the body, he arranged for his coffin and everything. And few days before that, he called everybody there and he did a party there. He made prasad and he gave to everybody. And on the exact time which he told us that he's going to leave, he left the body. This is the name of discipleship, and this is called the disciple who knows his end time beforehand.
ਸ੍ਰੀ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤਸਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇੱਕ ਸਤਸੰਗਣ ਸੀ ਉਸਨੇ ਅੱਠ ਦਿਨ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਦੱਸ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਕਿ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਤੂੰ ਅੱਠਾਂ ਦਿਨਾਂ ਚੋਲਾ ਛੱਡ ਦੇਵੇਂਗੀ ਜਿੰਨੇ ਗਲੇ ਮਹੱਲੇ ਦੇ ਆਦਮੀ ਸੀ ਸਭ ਦਿਨ ਗਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਕੋਈ ਯੋਗੀ ਆ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਦੱਸਦੀ ਦਿਨ ਗਿਣੇ ਅੱਜ ਸੱਤ ਰਹਿ ਗਏ ਛੇ ਚਾਰ ਪੰਜ ਇੱਕ ਵਾਕਈ ਅੱਠਵੇਂ ਦਿਨ ਚੋਲਾ ਛੱਡ ਗਈ ਜਦੋਂ ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਉੱਥੇ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤਸਰ ਗਏ ਤਾਂ ਸਭ ਗਲੀ ਨਾਮ ਲੈਣ ਨੂੰ ਤਿਆਰ ਹੋਏ ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਪੱਕੇ ਹੋ ਜਾਓ ਕਹਿ ਦਿਓ ਨਾ
She was satsangi. When she left the body, 8 days, before, 1 week before that, she told everybody that she is going to leave the body on the 8th day after 1 week. So people thought and people said that, is she a yogi, that she is knowing everything about her death? And after that, in curiosity, people started counting the days that now 7 days are left. Now 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. And exact on the 8th day, she left the body. And in that way, everybody knew about our perfect master. And when master came there, everybody from that area came to master to get initiation. But master said that, no, first you should become firm to get initiation. And after that, I will give you initiation. क्या आप महाराज जी के घर से माता जी जानते हो बाबा जी के घर से
That article about farewell to Mataji is one of the most beautiful articles because she knew when she was going, Master said, no, make it so and so, 1:30 on a certain date. He would be more free then. Oh, I just think that's the most beautiful article. Why are you not smiling?
ਸੰਦੇਸ਼ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਸਭਾ ਦਾ ਯਾਰ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਚੋਲਾ ਛੋੜ ਦੀ ਉਸਕੋ ਪਤਾ ਆ ਗਿਆ ਵੀ ਕਬ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਚੋਲਾ ਛੋੜ ਦੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਕੋ ਬਤਾਇਆ ਕਰੀਬ 1:30 ਵਜੇ ਕੋਈ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਮਤਲਬ ਬਹੁਤ ਖੂਬਸੂਰਤ ਆਰਟੀਕਲ ਥਾ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਇਸਕੋ ਕਹਤੇ ਹੈ ਵੀ ਤੂੰ ਕਿਉਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੁਸਕਰਾਤੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਕਹਾ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਹ ਕਰੋ ਉਹ ਕਰੋ
ਸੈਂਕੜੇ ਉਦਾਹਰਨ ਹੈ ਸਾਡੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਪਾਸ ਸੈਂਕੜੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਹਜ਼ਾਰਾਂ
ਹਨ ਦਰ ਆਰ ਹੰਡਰਡਸ ਆਫ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਲਾਈਕ ਦੈਟ ਆਫ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਨਾਟ ਹੰਡਰਡ ਥਾਊਜ਼ੰਡਸ
I sponsored him for 6 years in college and as a student
when he first came.
When he first came.
They were very high, answer.
Two colleges, Flagstaff and then Missoula, Montana. He got his credentials, master's degree there, and forestry.
He's a very good servant. He stayed with us for 2 weeks.
I got the letter from him telling about it. He loved you.
Ek patthar mere ko mila. Unne ko bataya sir, wo aapse bahut pyar. Today on the airport also, he was there.
Oh yes.
If you go and see him now, you will find him intoxicated.
Yes, yes. I want to leave that.
We will leave off at that point. In our closing bhajan, Sanchi's bhajan, Jutta Sana Sarada He, page 123. The world is false, life is destitute. Come, Kripalji, we wait for you, we wait for you. O my giver, we are the sinners. Do not look through our papers. The boat is adrift. Take it across. Come, beloved, listen to the request. Listen to the request. True is your love. We have only your support. We are the dirty ones. Clean us, clean us. The soul has to do your darshan, but she is embarrassed. O giver, you forgive. You are the forgiver. You are the forgiver. This is the call of a jab. The heart string is resounding. The world is false. Life is destitute. Come, Kripalji. We wait for you. We wait for you. Jutta Sana Sardahe, page 123.
Jutta sansar hai, jindagi lachar hai, aao kripal ji, teri intezar hai, teri intezar hai. Jutta sansar hai, jindagi lachar hai, aao kripal ji, teri intezar hai, teri intezar hai. Mere data ji, gunegar asi sade kagaz na folve, kagaz na folve. Mere data ji, gunegar asi sade kagaz na folve, kagaz na folve. Beri manjedar hai, kar deo par hai, aho kripal ji, teri intezar hai, teri intezar hai. Jhuta sansar hai, jindagi lachar hai, aao kripal ji, teri intezar hai, teri intezar hai. Aao pyare, suna lo benti, suna lo benti. Aao pyare, suna lo benti, suna lo benti. Satya tera pyar hai, tera hi adar hai. Aao kripal ji, teri intezar hai, teri intezar hai. Jhoota sansar hai, jindagi lachar hai. Aao kripal ji, teri intezar hai, teri intezar hai. Asi hamele, sanu ujal kar de, ujal kar de. Asi hamele, sanu ujal kar de, ujal kar de. Hare na didar hai, ruha sharam sar hai. Aao kripal ji, teri intezar hai, teri intezar hai. Jhoota sansar hai, jindagi lachar hai. Aao kripal ji, teri intezar hai, teri intezar hai. Tusi baksho data ji, tusi bakshend ho, tusi bakshend ho. Tusi baksho data ji, tusi bakshend ho, tusi bakshend ho. Ajab di pukar hai, kadak rahi tar hai. Aao kripal ji, teri intezar hai, teri intezar hai. Jhoota sansar hai, jindagi lachar hai. Aao kripal ji, teri intezar hai, teri intezar hai.
O giver, you forgive. You are the forgiver. You are the forgiver. This is the call of Ajab. The heart string is resounding. The world is false. Life is destitute. Come, Kripalji. We wait for you. We wait for you. May God bless us all.